The second R is going back to the beginning of the daf. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the opening line. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytzes v'yomers. Every single day there's a baskel that says, Kol ha'olam kuloi nizayim b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained because of chanina b'ni. Rav chanina ben doisa. V'chanina b'ni dayoy. Bekav cheruvim me erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Rav Chaim V'lozhin. In Ruach Chaim, that's his sefer that he wrote on Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So he says, Yesoidei HaYesoides, based on this Mishnah. But Toichin Dvarov is that it says in the Torah, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, V'nosati Geshmeichem Be'itam. We say in Kriya Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmael Mitzvoisei Asher Anoichi Mitzav Eschem Ayoyim V'notzati Mitar Arzachem Be'itoy Yoyreu Malkosh V'osavta Digonecho V'sirochcho V'yitzarecho. Says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, yet we find that there are a lot of tzaddikim that they do everything right. Shetiu Amelim Batoyro and they're Mekayim all 48 Pshatim of the Erechayim in Bechukosai Teilecho and they do everything that they're supposed to do. Lahavas Hashem Alekeichem V'chol Levavchem V'chol Navshechem. And yet they struggle mightily. And you don't see that the pasuk of Vinasati Mitar Arzachem Be'ita Yoyru Malkosh, you don't see Vyasafta de Ganecha Vesiroichcha Vyitzarech. So, how's it possible? It says in the Torah that this is the way it's supposed to be. Right? So, what's the standard response? And a chanami. There's a concept of tzaddik v'raloi. And it's true, it says in the Torah, this is the way it's supposed to be. But sometimes there's chishboinus. But says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, that can't be the pshat. Because it says in the Torah, im b'chukosai teilecho v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. Azoi shteit in Torah, v'hoyim shumay atishmael mitzvoisai, v'nasati mitar arzachem be'ita, yoyre u'malkosh, v'osavta d'ganech v'sroich v'tzarechem. Which in English means parnasa. So it's mefurish that way in the Torah. So how is it possible? Oh, there's a cheshbin. Tzadik v'raloi, we don't really know. It doesn't mean in this world, it means in the next world. What do you mean? It's psukim in the Torah. It has to mean this world. Shtarka kasha. Said Reb Chaim V'lozhin. The teretz is licked in a gemara in Mesechtes Tainis Daf Chavdal on the base, which is also a gemara in Mesechtes Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was a tzaddik. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was mekayim the pasuk of im b'chukosai teilecho. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was mekayim the pasuk of la'ahavas Hashem alaykechem u'la'avdei b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. And because of that, it was neskayim what the pasuk says. V'nosati geshmeichem v'itam. V'nosati mitar arzachem v'ita yeru malkish v'asavta diganecha v'siroishcha v'itzarecha. It had to be that way. But here's the punchline. It says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, it doesn't say anywhere that the tzaddik that does the mitzvah, the tzaddik that's mekayim lahavas Hashem alekeichem lovdu b'chol levavchol nafshechem, he necessarily has to be the beneficiary of all that hashpah. Doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Reb Chanina ben Doisa took it upon himself that he was going to live a world of Midas Adin. It's before in the Gemara. You see, Reb Chanina ben Doisa, if he wanted, he could have had whatever he wanted. He didn't want. In fact, they gave him the leg of the table and he returned it. It was a tremendous nes. Godol nes ha'achron yosem and arishon. But this was a Kabbalah that he made. The Pshat is probably based on the Marsha that we spoke out last week where the Marsha says that tzaddikim, the makabal alatzmam, right? They take upon themselves Midas Adin. All of the machshava to create the world by midas adin, but there's a concept that a tzaddik sometimes takes upon himself a life of midas adin. But at the same time, even if he's taking that upon himself, what happens to his Torah? What about his shetiu amelam b'Torah? The Torah says when a tzaddik ishmeichem beitam, says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, the teretz is kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Doesn't go to waste. Every mitzvah, every ma'isim toivim that a person does creates hashpois of a tzaddik ishmeichem beitam. It creates hashpois of yosafto diganecha v'siroishcha v'yitz. But not always is the person whose ma'isim toivim are bringing those hashpois going to be the beneficiary of those hashpois toivis. And that's the yisoy that Reb Chaim V'lozhin says in Ruach Chaim in the first parak, Mishnah Gimel, that we take out of this gemara of kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. But he says, if you think about it, Reb Chanina ben Doisa was the biggest bal chesi, was the biggest bal tztoki, was the biggest askin in the whole dar. Reb Chanina ben Doisa, the baskel said kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. And sometimes a yid with his Torah and his tefillah and his ma'isim toivim, even if he himself is not necessarily benefiting from it, but at the same time it's not going to waste and somebody is benefiting from it. Al derech this inyan of kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. There's a concept, it's a yesoid of kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Reb Chanina ben Doisa is the paradigm. That's what the baskel said. But like we spoke out in the daf, Reb Yaakov Emden says different dairies had different tzaddikim that this was true for. But kol oilam nizan b'shvil chanina b'ni means that the tzaddik creates hashpois. Rochinim and Daisan, you're right. And Rochinami, he himself wasn't the beneficiary. He wasn't the beneficiary of that hashpa. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, in this piece, he explains a whole bunch of gemaras. You have to see it inside. But he goes through so many different things. One of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin says is that the gemara says in Masechtis Chagiga, daf tezvav amir aleph, sho'al acher es rameir. Acher. As in Rameir's Rebbe Acher. He once asked Rameir, La'acha sheyotze l'tarbisro, after he had already gone to Tarbisro. Amalei told him, Aydechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Gam ezel u'mazel oso elokim. So he told him back, Kol mashabara kodesh baruch hu baruch kinegdai, baruch harim, baruch gvois, baruch yamim, baruch naharis. Amalei. So Acher told Rameir, Rabbi Akiva rabach loy amarkach. I'll tell you what I heard from your Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Baruch tzadikim, baruch rishon. Kodesh baruch hu created tzadikim, created rishon. Baruch gan eden, baruch gehenim. Chazal Baruch created Gan Eden and it created Gehenim. Kol echod ve'echod yeshnoi shtei chalakim. Every single person has two chalakim. Echod be Gan Eden, ve'echod be Gehenim. Zocha tzaddik, the tzaddik is zoicha, not al chelko, he takes his chelik, ve'chelik chaver be Gan Eden. The tzaddik gets the Rasha's chelik in Gan Eden. Neschai of Rasha, not al chelko, ve'chelik chaver be Gehenim. And the Rasha ends up getting the tzaddik's chelik of Gehenim. Every single person is born with a chelik in Gan Eden, chelik in Gehenim. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik loylam haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik in the Sitra Achra also. Every person's born this way. The tzaddik gets Gan Eden, and he doesn't get his Gehenim. So what happens to his Gehenim? The Rosh takes it. The Rosh gets Gehenim, he doesn't get Gan Eden. So what happens to his Gan Eden? The tzaddik takes it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, how does the tzaddik have a gerecht? What schus does he have to take away the Gan Eden of the Rosh? Who gave him a right to take it? You have a right to take it. I'm Moitzim Mechaveri, all of a raya. You have a right to go ahead and take my Gan Eden. Sokta B'chaim V'lozhin. You know why? Because Kol Oilam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The Rosh lived his life and he had all his Ashpoyis Toivois. He was the Rosh of a Toivloi. Where did he come to be a Rosh of a Toivloi? V'alzodot Sadik Reb Chanina Ben Doisai, who's Dayu B'Kav Chruvim Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. And in that schus, the schus of that Sadik, this Rosh has whatever he wants on this world. Now it's payback time. You took all my Ashpoyis Toivois, I'm going to take you Gan Eden. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's where he has the schus to go ahead and take his Gan Eden. It's because at the end of the day, on some level, there's a quid pro dvarim neflam. But this is all in Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim. Da flaw in Masechtes Ksubis, daf ayin hey. So he talks about this Indian as well, and he says a dover nifla. He says such a beautiful haysafa kedarke b'kodesh. He says the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos there were asara doiris. There were 10 generations from Noach until Avram Avinu. It's a Mishnah in Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Beis. Asara doiros me Noach vad Avram. Lo hidia kama erech apayim lefonam, shekola doiros hayim achis and rubam. All these generations were doing bad things. Ad shabba Avram Avinu, vekibel schar kulam. Until Avram Avinu came, and he was mekabel schar kulam. So it's a little unclear. The Mishnah sasum, right? 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Till Avram Avinu came, and he was noitel schar kulam. He took the reward of all these different generations. It's not clear what exactly that means. Says Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tanura, and it's mavur that way in Rabbeinu Yoinis Pirush HaNavas as well. He says, what happened was, these generations were very, very bad. And really, by the time Avram Avinu came, all these generations should have been wiped out. Just like what happened, Asar Adoris Mei Adam Vad Noach. What happened? The marble came. There should have been another marble. And really, it should have been wiped out. Narvas. But Avram Avinu was such a tzaddik. They were all saved in his chos. That's how the Rav Bar Tanura teaches the Mishnah. Just like there were 10 doiris from Adam Rishon until Noach. And what did they do? They did the same thing those 10 generations did. They did a lot of averis. What happened to the first 10 doiris wiped off the face of the earth? A whole reboot after the Dera Mabel. Really, it should have happened since Vaitin Mal. But Avram Avinu came. Achabah Avram Avinu, the Kibel Schar Kulam. He was able to be Makabel the Schar for everybody. Avram Avinu was able to make it work for everybody else. So says the Hafla. What was this koyach that Avram Avinu had that he was able to somehow save the entire world? Literally, there would have been another Mabel, but he saved him. It happened al derech de Gemara. Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. There's a concept that a tzaddik, through his imbuchukosai teilechu, through his v'hoyim shemaya tishmu, he's able to bring tremendous hashpa. So much hashpa that he's going to be able to save the entire world. Everyone in the world is going to be able to be saved. And the truth is, says the Hafla, that the tzaddik himself doesn't really lose when this happens. And he teaches up that's the Chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The Chanina b'ni, he was comfortable. He was fine with it. Meaning he didn't need more than kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And as a result, he wasn't really losing out. And he says Avram Avinu was on the same derech. He wasn't really losing out either. So really, everyone's benefiting from the tzaddik, and the tzaddik doesn't lose because the tzaddik doesn't care. It's gevaldik. He's being mashpia hashpoyis tovus on the whole world. So here's the punchline. Says Dafla, there was one group of people that Avram Avinu wasn't able to save. Who was that? I think in light of this Rabbeinu Avadia Bar Tanura, that Avram Avinu is matzel everybody. He's matzel literally an entire generation. Who couldn't he save? He couldn't save Stoim. Soiv is the one city that gets wiped out during Avram Avinu's lifetime. Here, Avram Avinu saved the whole world from destruction, and we have a snippet of one city that this city is trying to save, and he couldn't pull it off. Stein got completely wiped out. He tried very, very hard, but he wasn't able to save them. He said, what's the pshat? He says, because the mahaluch, the koyach that the tzaddik has to save, is the koyach of kol ha'olam nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav chruven. It's a geder, he said, of zen nene v'zeh loy chaser. Zen nene, kol ha'olam nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. It's everyone's having hana from Chanina. Oh, but Chanina is not losing because Chanina b'ni daya b'kav chruvim. The gather of how this works is because the tzaddik's comfortable with it. The tzaddik was mekabel alatzmai midas adin, and he's happy taking all the hashpois that come from his Torah and let it go and let it work for the world. Like this, he himself's not going to get from it. He's okay with that. But it works with the gather of zen nehenev zeh lechasa. The Ebishl wouldn't take it away from the tzaddik. If Rav Chanina ben Daisa wanted it, he would have had it. By the way, what happened to Rav Chanina ben Daisa? Remember the Gemara? So the Gemara says he took this leg of a table, and then he had a dream. And in the dream, his table had two legs, not three. Said Rav Chaim Velazhin, what's the oimek? He says, because the world stands on three amudim, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. What they were showing Rav Chanina ben Daisa was, if you want it for yourself, that's fine. But just realize, if you're taking it for yourself, you're not going to be giving it anymore to other people. And if you're not giving it to other people, you're going to be losing out on the amud ha-chesed. But the whole concept is that the tzaddik's okay with that. This was a decision that he made. He said, zeh nene, it's fine, vezeh loy chaser. And it's loy chaser because he's dayer bekav chruvim. He's perfectly happy going through life this way. This is a kabbalah that he made. He's okay with that. So said the hafla, we know throughout Shas, the Gemara says, koifen al midas sedoim. What's midas sedoim in Shas? When you learn bava kama and bava basra, what does it mean, koifen al midas sedoim? Zen nene vezeh loy chaser. Ordinarily, if someone's a zen nene vezeh loy chaser, it's fine. Aber, there's an Indian of koifen al midas sedoim, ain't koifen al midas sedoim. Sedoim, in one word, they were not okay with zen nene vezeh loy chaser. Meaning, usually a person says, if I'm loy chaser, what do I care? Aber, sedoim's mida was that they were not okay with zen nene vezeh loy chaser. Says Dafla, sedoim wasn't okay with zen nene vezeh loy chaser. So Avram Avinu's mida of zen nene vezeh loy chaser, where I'm dying bekav chruven, but at the same time, go ahead and be mashpia for everybody else, that wasn't going to work for them. Because they were poigim in the Indian of zen nene vezeh. And that's why this concept of kol oylam nizam b'shul chanina v'chanina b'ni dayoy wasn't going to work for them because they were poigim in this inyan of zenen of ezel chaser. Just to end with one more vart from a halakha sefer, and that is from the Oilas Ephraim. So I saw the Oilas Ephraim talks about, everyone talks about this inyan of kol oylam nizam b'shul chanina b'ni. He says one beautiful taich. He says that the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham Shemes HaKol Kroivav. A Talmud Chacham that dies, everybody is his Karev. Meaning everyone's supposed to mourn the death of a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham Shemes HaKol Kroivav. So he says, Yesh Loima, that it's Merumas in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Emor, Vayoymer Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKoyhanim B'nei Aharoin, V'yomarto Aleim L'nefesh Lo Yitam Abamav. A Koyin is not allowed to be Matama. Ki Im L'She'eroi HaKoroi Velov. However, L'She'eroi, that means his wife, HaKoroi Velov, he's allowed to be Matama. Li'imoi Ula Aviv. Vilabnoi, Ulavitoi, Ula Achiv, Vilachoise, Absula, Kroiva, Elov, Ashley Hoysel ish, Loyatama. That's what the coins allowed to be Matamatu. Says the Ilus Ephraim, the Hilga Kleyokar, he said, Yesh Loimar, Ki im le She'er Yakorov Elov. She'er is a remnant to the Talmud Chacham. What does it have to do with the Talmud Chacham? Because the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. The Talmud Chacham brings hashpa of mezoinos, of parnasa into the world. When you learn Masechtas Kedushin, a husband has to give his wife three things. She'er, kisus, va'oina. What is she'er? She'er is parnasa. Says the Oilas Ephraim. L'nefesh lo yitam la'amav. A koyin is not let him be matamah. Ki im l'she'eroi, or betzu she'eroi, to the person that gives him ashpois of parnasa. Who is that? That's the tzaddik. That's the Talmud Chacham Shemes. The one that gives him his mezoinos, his she'er ksus va'oina. Ki im l'she'eroi akarav eilav, li'imai la'avid, l'bnoi, l'vito la'avchim, u'lachoysoi. That's who you're allowed to be matamatu. So this is a remez to what the Gemara says in my kandav chofhei, that Talmud Chacham Shemes hakol kroivav. What does it mean that there's a chiv to be mesabel? What's the remez to that? Everything is merumas in the Torah. Where's this inyan merumas in the Torah? Emar ala kihanim lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav kiim l'sheira akorav eilav. She'era, that's kol ha'olam nizim b'shul chanina b'ni. And he says it's beautiful that the pasuk mentions first she'era, first the Talmud Chacham, and then it says li'imay ula aviv. And he says that's also based on the Gemara bava metziah daf lamed gimel, where the Gemara says aveidas aviv. Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Rabbi Koidemes. So Avedas Rabbi always comes before Avedas Aviv. And in this case, where it's Mamish Avedas Aviv and Avedas Rabbi, he lost his father, he lost his Rebbe. First it's Kiyim L'She'eroi Yakarav Eilov. First it's L'She'eroi, it's to the Tzaddik. And why is the Tzaddik called She'eroi? Because Miloshin She'er Ksus Va'ina, Al Derech Kol Olam Nizam Bishvil Chanina B'nei.